So it's Saturday lunchtime here in Wivenhoe, down by the quay, and it's dry, that's the main thing. Something quite special in the history of the town is taking place. We've just celebrated it, and I gather there's a lot more to come. So to explain a bit more, very kindly joined by Brian Sinclair. So Brian, welcome. So what is the occasion today, please? What's happening?
Today we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the revival of the Wivenhoe, Fingringhoe and Roehedge ferries. And it was started out with an idea from Mr. Rod Smart, who's sitting just over there talking away. And he turned up at the sailing club on a regatta day, actually, and said, "I want to talk to somebody about starting the ferry." I said, "Not today." But anyway, we loads of people got together. We did a trial run with a couple of rowing dinghies from the old original ferry hard at the bottom of Bethany Street. We had a queue which was about an hour long, and we had the WI established, Women's Institute established over on the Fingringhoe landing with a tea urn, and we rowed people over the river, gave them a cup of tea and brought them back. We knew it was going to work.
So that was 20 years ago. That was the modern history of the ferry. Is it worth just going back briefly? And so in its first incarnation, how much do we know about the original Wivenhoe ferry?
You'd have to look sort of right back into the real history of it, because it goes back a long, long, long time. Because basically the Wivenhoe and Fingringhoe ferry was very, very necessary, because a lot of the people have worked on the land over on the Fingringhoe side, and some of the Fingringhoe men came over to work on the land or work in the shipyards on the Wivenhoe side. So we had the ferry between Wivenhoe and Fingringhoe. That closed in 1953, and Colchester Borough Council were actually taken to High Court. The judge ruled that, yes, Colchester should keep the ferry going, but he wasn't quite sure who he should put in prison, whether it be the town clerk or whatever, so the ferry closed. The Roehedge ferry ran from Roehedge across to Ferry Marsh, and that's why it's called Ferry Marsh, and that closed in 1961. And that was being used mainly to bring shipyard workers over from Roehedge to Wivenhoe, because a lot of the skilled workers came from Roehedge to work in the Wivenhoe shipyards.
So the first ferry was obviously very, very practical, quite a necessity.
Both ways.
The modern-day ferry, though, really, it's not used so much for industry, but it still carries out this vital function in the town.
Yes.
What kind of use has it got nowadays? Who would you say are the your typical customers?
I think there's quite a few residents use it because they like a trip up the river, and then they can land at Roehedge and have a drink. We do get some cyclists who want to go across and cycle from Fingringhoe, but we've got a problem with the Fingringhoe landing now, because it's just a mass of mud that's got to be worked on, and also a lot of tourists come down, and certainly a few years ago Wivenhoe ferry featured in the Time Out magazine, and we had people coming from London on the train to specifically to take the ferry and go for a walk.
And I think for anyone that knows any small amount of detail about the running of the ferry, there's a lot more than just turning up with your boat going across. Is it possible to get some background as to the whole organisation of the trust and what it actually takes to organise this each season?
It does take a lot. I'm no longer involved, but I was a one of the founders, and I was a skipper for 14 years. And so it takes a tremendous amount of work. Each year the boat has to be taken out of the water, fitted out. It has to be surveyed, checked, the engine service and all that sort of stuff. Safety standards have to be complied with. Each boatman has to have a boatman's licence and get qualified, and then the crew need experience. And even when you've got your certificate, you still need to learn the river. So from that point of view, and then there's the funding. The ferry booklet raises a lot of money, and it seems to be self-sufficient. People said 20 years ago it would never work, and here we are 20 years later, and it still is.
So today the first sailing has gone across with Madam Mayor, and we're waiting for the return, and hopefully you'll be waterbound yourself.
Yes.
So you're heading to Roehedge, and for a bit of a celebration. So what's happening on the other side?
On the Roehedge side, basically we're going to have lunch and a few drinks, and there'll be some speeches, and hopefully we'll, if you get the opportunity, I'd recommend trying to talk to many of the founders. Sadly, one of the people who donated our first boat is not here today. That's Mr. Andy Wheatley, who's well known in Wivenhoe, and he gave us the first boat, which we rebuilt, and in one of his units, which he allowed us to have for nothing. So the first boat, we're now on the third boat, the first boat we rebuilt ourselves.
And a final observation, Brian, and so for 20 years or so, that shows a commitment and different people being involved, passing the skills down. I guess you're always looking for new help. So welcoming volunteers, people that want to learn the water and get involved with it, with the whole
ferry.
They
surely are, yes. And certainly on the admin side, I believe, one of the hardest jobs, Richard Allerton, who's been secretary right from the start, he's never missed a set of minutes in 20 years, and he had the job of finding crew and sorting out the programme, and that's a very hard job. You need to ask the current administrators of the... administrators? No, it's not in administration, is it?
Trustees?
The managers.
Yes.
of the committee to find out exactly how things go. So I am a little bit out of touch now because I've been doing other things.
Okay, well, I can see obviously eager to get on board. We're awaiting the return from the Roehedge side. My nautical knowledge or wording isn't that good. If I just say happy sailing, will that fit in?
That'll be fine. Yeah.
Happy sailing. Thank you for your time, Brian.
Thanks a lot.